come out of the game physically? Any injuries of note?
You know, we're a little bit banged up. Kind of, you know, offensive line wise, it's a lot of, you know, bumps and bruises. Goody is probably the biggest one we're concerned with, as far as he's got a little bit of a turf toe. We'll see where he's at. Keenan Clayton's shoulder. You know, he tried to play in the game and made it through about half and just wasn't able to continue on after that. So, and then Wisniewski's got an ankle that I'm hopeful that it's not going to cause any of them to miss any game time, but we'll see how practice goes this week.
Coach, in a year of firsts, a lot of them in your first road win, that's against a fierce division rival. Just coming out of that, how did you feel on the plane coming back?
Felt good. You know, it was a big win for us. It got us to 3-4. It was a big win for us to go on the road, like you said, against a division rival and get a big win. And now we've got to continue to build on that. I think our guys are beginning to develop a little bit of confidence, and we got to continue with that.
What were your concerns with the offense? I mean, Kansas City did provide a lot of turnovers, and it helped in moving you guys forward.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, obviously the biggest areas of concern and things that we've got to get corrected, you know, we weren't nearly as good in the red zone as we would like to be. I believe it was one of six overall. One of those was a kneel down at the end of the game, and then another one happened to be at the end of the game where I wanted to make sure we got 3 points and got a three-score lead with, you know, probably about 5 minutes to go in the game. So, but even at that, you know, we really were one of four in the red zone, so we got to get better there. And then our third down conversions have to be better. We dropped a couple balls that would have led to first downs, and so but what I was pleased with is that when we needed to, when we had to close out a game, we were able to do that. You know, we dominated the time of possession in the fourth quarter. We ran the ball extremely well, 15 carries for 95 yards in the fourth quarter. So we've had three opportunities to finish games, one with a lead and two to have to come from behind, and so I was pleased with the way that we finished.
The way you ran in the fourth quarter, that's sort of what you expect with the zone system. You get to wear them down. You get to run as much.
I think that's what you expect with any running game. In that, you know, the way we're built is when the score dictates that we can stay with the run and be consistent with the run and keep pounding and keep pounding. We believe that eventually those runs that are 1 and 2 yards in the first half, you know, they become 10, 12, 20, 30-yard runs in the second half. And when you're playing with a lead, you're able to continue to run the ball. And I think that's what happens. And that's what makes Darren so effective, is that it only takes one play. And I thought we did a nice job of staying with it. And at the end of the day, I thought we were effective.
How do you look at the run as a whole? Because in the first half, 17 yards, and you got the ball from after the game was kind of out of hand. Are you happy with that? Is it like what you?
Well, I mean, hey, listen. We always want to do better, but at the end of the day, when we needed to run it and we needed to close out a football game and win a football game, we were able to do it. And at the end of the day, the only stat that we're real concerned with is winning and losing, and we were able to get the win yesterday.
Dennis, for the third straight game, you guys had more explosive plays by your definition than the opponent. Is part of that success contributing to now you won two straight and you had the good game against Atlanta? Is that a direct byproduct of having those explosive plays?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think two of the most critical variables in winning football games are explosive plays, whether it be gaining explosive gains or eliminating explosive plays defensively, and then the turnover takeaway ratio. We call that the double positive. If you win both those areas, you generally win football games in the National Football League.
With the penalties, there's a lot of us that have covered the Raiders since they moved back here, and we heard the same thing from the past 8 or 9 coaches that we heard from you. Why have you been able to get the problem corrected? You haven't done anything.
It's the players. It's the players. You know, I mean, we can preach the message And we'll continue to preach the same message day in and day out. That won't change. But really, you know, as with most things that happen successfully on the football field, it's because the players understand that it correlates to winning and losing games, and they've done a nice job of eliminating those things. And every week it's a different story, you know. So the last 2 weeks we couldn't get them stopped, and then this week we only had two. So we got to continue to fight that battle on a daily basis.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Palmer's leadership ability? Because when he came in last year, he was more of a quiet player, I thought. But this year, I mean, especially going from the Atlanta game, the pick six, and he was able to come back. First play of the game yesterday, interception, it didn't seem to bother him. It seems like he's really stepped up the leadership.
Well, he really has. I think he's an exceptional leader. He leads in his own style. He's not the rah-rah, speech-given type of guy. But the way that he goes about his business, and the way that he's able to put one play behind him and go on to the next one, whether that play before was a good play or a bad play, he stays consistent in everything that he does. And I think that's what leads to effective football players. That's what leads to effective leaders. It's kind of hard, the situation that he was in last year, to come in a real leadership role. I've said this before. I mean, when you spend half your season, you know, sitting on the couch eating potato chips, it's hard to come in and, you know, play quarterback at an elite level in the National Football League, and it's hard to come in and really lead a team in that situation. So, but he, I thought he had a great offseason this offseason, and I think it's showing in his play.
It's nice to see the improvement of the run defense, especially the last few weeks.
Say that again?
The key to the improvement of the run defense the last few weeks?
Execution. You know, it's execution, being where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, and then getting 11 hats around the ball. As physically and as fast as you can.
Last year when Carson came in, he came in right before the trade deadline. This year the trade deadline's been pushed back a couple of days because of the hurricane. Do you expect to be busy or active at all? Or?
Well, I mean, I think we'll look and see what's out there. We're not gonna close all our doors to anything that might be available. But who knows what can happen over the next couple of days. Yes.
On Friday, you said the offensive line had a real sense of urgency during practice all week, basically. How they play in your
opinion? Well, I thought they battled. I thought they really battled and competed. I thought they did a nice job of protecting Carson. There's still an area for us to improve, and we've still got to get better. But I thought they took a step in a positive direction yesterday.
You talk about women's a win, but is the feeling any different? You know, Jacksonville, you guys won, but there's a lot of things that you weren't happy with this week.
There's a lot of things we weren't happy with yesterday. So, no, I mean, you know, you can't look at the margin and say, well, because you won by more, you played better. We got to look at we were able to win a football game. There's still a lot of things that we got to get better at, a lot of things that we got to correct. We got a short time to get it done because we got to get ready for Tampa Bay.
But did you get a lot of those things correct from Jacksonville with this game?
Well, I thought our focus coming into the game was a lot better. I thought we executed a lot better offensively, especially, from the get-go. We eliminated some of the mental mistakes that we had the previous week. So, in that regard, yeah, that was a positive.
You gave players the day off today. What goes into the thing? Is it just a gut feel, or you feel they need
Yeah, I mean, I think you just got to look at your team and where they're at. I think there's times during the season where players need a mental break and a physical break, and I felt like we had the bye, we've gone through three straight tough weeks, and I thought it was time to give them a little bit of mental break as much as it was anything else. So, but they'll be back in here Wednesday. There was a lot of them in here today already looking at the tape, so they'll be back in here Wednesday ready to roll.
Was the decision for the day off made on the plane on the way home?
No, it was made in the locker room. Yeah, it was made in the locker room.
Why do you think the second half is when the offense seems to get better groove than in the first?
You know, I mean, I think yesterday's game, it was the effect of the fact that we just kept pounding and kept coming at them. And eventually we were able to, you know, get a few of those big plays later in the game.
Bartell ready to go on Wednesday?
He will practice Wednesday, yeah. That's at least the anticipation as of today.
Coach,
any limitations on him, or is he completely healed from the at least injury?
No limitations that I'm really aware of. We'll get him out there. Only limitation I see is just his physical conditioning, as far as being ready to, you know, practice football for any significant length of time.
What are you going to do with Huff when he comes back? Are you going to leave Huff a cornerback?
Well, we have at least 1 week to think about that, so we're not even going to worry about making that decision yet.
Talked a little bit earlier about the explosive plays. How much is having healthy Marius Moore been a factor in terms of offense?
Well, it's been a factor. Yeah, it's been good. Again, I've said this before. I mean, him missing most of the off-season program and missing training camp, I think, was a significant factor in not allowing him to be as explosive early in the year. And I think he's starting to come on. I think he and Carson are developing, a good feel for each other in the passing game. And I think every day he gets an opportunity to continue to work. Remember, he's still a young player. So there's still a lot of things that he has to learn and a lot of little nuances in the passing game that, as he and Carson continue to work together, he'll get better at.
Wheeler had 11 tackles, a sack, was all over the place. What kind of game do you think he had?
I thought he played well. I thought he did some good things. He plays extremely hard, and he makes his mistakes, but usually he makes them going 100 miles an hour. So a lot of times that covers up for some things, but he's done a really nice job. He's taken on the role of calling the huddle and being the communicator for us, especially in nickel situations, and done a real nice job there.
With Curry, what is the plan this week?
We'll practice him again this week, and we'll see where we're at the end of the week.
How close did you come to activating him?
There was a real thought about doing that. The thing that we've got to consider is, it's not just about activating Curry, but somebody else has got to come off the roster. So it's not as simple a decision as it might seem.
Is that doing everybody? Thank you.
All right, thanks.